Back in his homeland of Ethiopia, Seleshi Asfaw practiced medicine and saw dozens of patients a day.
I was really enjoying every day that you see about 50, 60 patients and deal with them and you see the impact. Because back home, malaria, tuberculosis, and all these preventable diseases are so rampant. And by educating them, by teaching them, and then plus curing them, it's really the most rewarding and satisfying job on earth is being a medical practitioner.
Asfaw became one of Ethiopia's regional health directors, but a new regime came to power, and the outspoken Asfaw found himself and his family facing persecution.
Every morning when I wake up, there are two or three military people accompanying you and following you and harassing you, and came to your family, and then we're going to, he's going to be in prison, he's going to be in jail, and then I just ran away and then saved my life and my family.
Asfaw fled to Belgium before seeking asylum in the United States.
Generously, the U.S. Embassy gave me the tourist visa. Then I came here, and then I requested my asylum, and I proved my fear of persecution. It took me 2 years, actually, to get even approved.
With his education, Asfaw says he thought adjusting to American life would be relatively easy. But once he arrived in Columbus, he says he encountered barrier after barrier.
It was really the most challenging place. It's very, very hard when I came in Columbus, to get information, to access all the services that you have. Even to ask for your asylum, I have to go to Washington, D.C.
Imagine, Asfaw says, if an immigrant or refugee does not know English.
Imagine for people who never touch pencils or paper or not, speaking a single word of English, how it would be challenging.
That's where Asfaw's passion for helping others came into play. 11 years ago, he and a few others founded Ethiopian Tuahedo Social Services, also known as ETSS.
ETSS, or Ethiopian Tuahedo Social Services, is a new emerging organization which embrace new Americans and serves as a catalyst to facilitate integration for new Americans in Central Ohio.
Asfaw is the organization's executive director. He says the Ethiopian word Tuahedo means coming together as one, and that, he says, is the mission of ETSS.
There was a gap of services that we have seen, so we want to fill that gap, so that, people be helped and supported, and then they become self-sufficient and live a good life. I think we are really now bringing those communities together for the better for our city.
ETSS serves not just Ethiopians, but all sorts of refugees and immigrants from many countries. The organization focuses on education, training, and other support services.
Because education is the key for your success in life or in school. And employment is a foundation for integration, So once get educated and get employment, then the next step is to buy cars, to buy houses, and become more, more and more you try to be integrated.
The organization has about 70 employees with offices located in the Columbus area's immigrant communities. While he may not practice medicine now, Asfaw says he's found a way to help.
I really feel so happy because my value and my heart, my passion, is to help. When I came here, I found that passion, that love that I was looking for, to help. Before, I was treating people. Now I'm healing social challenges and social issues.
Sam Hendren, WOSU News.